Lord, may you make your way in these places, and may your light be shown in these places as well. Thank you, Lord. Just then we pray. Amen. Church, let's remain standing for scripture reading. Today's scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. It reads, I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my toil. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. This is the word of God. Church, please be seated. Now let us prepare our hearts to receive God's words. Let's invite Pastor Xiaowen for today's message as well as Shuti.
Okay, 我们来做一个开始的祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们将今天的讲道交托在你的手中。Lord,
we commit this message into your hands.
愿你的圣灵和圣道运行在我们当中。May
your spirit and work. And word work among us.
赐给我们智慧的灵和启示的灵,
give us the spirit of revelation.
使我们能够明白你的心意,
that we may understand your heart.
活出一个自由丰盛的生命,
and live a free and abundant life.
奉主的名祷告,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 今天的题目叫做真快乐。
So today's topic is true happiness.
人的天性呢, 都向往和追求美好的事物。
It is human nature to yearn and pursue beautiful things.
快乐是我们常常想要追求的一种感觉和情绪。
And happiness is a feeling that we often seek.
没有人喜欢那种很负面的不好的东西。
Nobody likes to dwell in negativity.
往大里说, 快乐可以是全世界一起的狂欢。
And so happiness can take the form of global celebrations.
就像每四年一次的世界杯,
like the World Cup, which happens every 4 years.
那是很多的球迷翘首期盼的一个狂欢节。
It's a celebration that all the fans will eagerly anticipate.
记得我刚上高中的时候, 中国男足第一次踢进了世界杯。
So I recall that when I was in high school, it was the first time the Chinese men's soccer team got into the World Cup.
当进球的那一刻, 我所在的城市到处的人都在放鞭炮。
And when they scored, my city celebrated it with like firecrackers.
很多人拿着锅碗瓢盆在街上敲打。
And people were banging pots and pans in the streets.
啊，庆祝这个难忘的时刻。
To celebrate this very historic moment.
因为国足进入世界杯了。
Because it's a national celebration.
当时这一幕在我的心中记忆犹新。
And it's something that has been impressed in our hearts.
我感受到是整个国家的狂欢和快乐。
It was a national celebration that's filled with joy.
甚至到了世界杯期间。
And during the season of the World Cup,
如果有中国男足比赛，我们整个学校集体放假。
If the Chinese men team were competing, then it will be school holidays will be declared.
我们把家里的电视搬到教室，老师跟我们一起来观看。
We will move our TVs from our homes to our classrooms, and then the teachers and students will view it together.
一起为男足加油。
Together we will cheer them on.
虽然他们最后踢得不好。
Even though the results were not so ideal,
但是这种快乐已经上升到了国家的颜面和荣辱。
The joy and happiness of it is like elevated to a national pride level.
成为全民的狂欢。
It's a celebration for the entire nation.
只是过去了这么多年, 再也没有提及这件事情了。
But so many years have passed and this matter has been forgotten.
荣耀和光辉都已经尘封在了历史当中。
So any glory or brilliance have long been forgotten in history.
往小里说, 对我们个人而言,
on a more individual or personal level,
涨薪水的时候快乐吗?
When you get a pay raise, are you happy?
现在是12个月,第12个月份呀。
This is December.
然后我们会拿13个月的花红,对吗?
And then we're all waiting the 13th month bonus.
快乐吗?
快乐。
当然啦。
Yes, of course we're happy.
但是涨薪水越高啊,
but the higher your salary,
也意味着公司对我们的要求越高吗? 期待越高。
It means the company is expecting more from you.
我们12月份很多人都会假期去旅行。
And in December, many of us go on vacations.
出发的时候快乐吗?
Are you happy when you set off?
但是回来的时候看到一堆的工作在向你招手嗨。
But when you return, then you see a pile of work accumulated there.
很多的棘手的问题要处理,还快乐吗?
And then you have so many problems to solve. Are you still happy?
升职了,开心吗?快乐吗?
Getting a promotion.
但是这意味着更重的责任,压力和负担。
But it also means that you have heavier burdens and responsibilities.
如果不能很好地去平衡工作和生活,会引发一系列的问题。
And if you can't balance work and life well, it can lead to a series of problems.
单身的人谈恋爱,快乐啊!
So do people enjoy being in a relationship?
然后周围的人都会祝福你,哇,祝福你。
And people around you will bless you and be happy for you.
但是一个人的问题变成两个人的问题。
But now it means that you have to bear somebody else's problems.
结婚后两个人的问题变成两个家庭的问题。
And after you get married, two people's problems become the problems of two families.
有一个学者曾经说过，说婚姻呀是围城，进去的人想出来，出来的人想进去。
A scholar once said, marriage is like a besieged fortress. Those who are inside want to get out, those who are outside want to get in.
所以我们看到，甚至一个国家下到我们个人，快乐的感觉和记忆都很短暂，转瞬即逝。
So from the macro level to the individual level, we see that any feelings of happiness are very fleeting and short-lived.
尤其是现在的互联网时代，保鲜期越来越短了。
Especially in our internet era, the shelf life of happiness is getting shorter.
人们快乐的阈值越来越高。
And our threshold for joy is getting higher.
过去我们小时候玩的游戏、看的动画、看的电视，现在已经很难满足现在年轻人的需求了。
So the games we used to play, the cartoons we used to watch, and the TV shows we used to enjoy can hardly satisfy the needs of our modern young people.
所以媒体和网络要制造更多的新鲜的话题，让人们不断地沉浸在一种看似快乐的感觉之中。
So the media has to constantly create new and fresh topics to immerse people in fleeting moments of happiness.
当短暂的快乐过后，又是一阵的虚空。
But after feeling that short-lived sense of joy, it comes an sense of emptiness.
周而复始，形成了一个欲求不满的怪圈。
And it creates a vicious cycle of endless dissatisfaction.
那这个世界上到底有没有长久的快乐呢？
So,Is there truly lasting happiness in this world?
有这样一个人。
So there is this one man.
他拥有人所能拥有的一切的祝福。
He possessed all the blessings a person could possibly enjoy.
他应该是世界上最快乐的人吧。
And so he should be the happiest person on earth, right?
这个人就是所罗门王。
This person was King Solomon.
妥妥的高富帅。
In today's term, it's like tall, rich, handsome.
Yeah. 我们来看第一点，快乐的短暂性。
Okay, so let's look at the first point, the transience of happiness.
传道书二章十至十一节。
So I shall read. I deny myself nothing my eyes desired. I refuse my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my toil. Yet, when I surveyed all that my hands had done, and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun.
我们一起来感受一下所罗门王所拥有的快乐。
So let's experience this joy that King Solomon actually experienced himself.
我们看到他说，我眼中所求的我都不禁止，我心所喜欢的我都没有抑制。
So he had enjoyed everything that his heart desired and he enjoyed all pleasures.
我们看他做了什么，传道书二章四至九节。
So let's take a look at Ecclesiastes 2:4-9. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them.I made reservoirs to water growth of flowering trees. I brought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone in Jerusalem before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself and the treasure of kings and provinces. I acquired male and female singers and a harem as well, the delights of a man's heart. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me. In all this, my wisdom stayed with me.
从这几节经文，我们看到所罗门王拥有很多人所羡慕的东西。
From these verses, we can see that King Solomon possessed many things that others envied.
是这个世界上很多人穷尽一生都在追求的。
Things that people would spend their whole lives pursuing.
他为自己建造房屋，更确切的说，应该是宫殿，放在现在就是豪宅啊。
So he built palaces for himself, what we would consider luxurious mansions.
他有很多的仆人和婢女专门来伺候他的饮食起居。
He had servants and maids dedicated to his needs.
他拥有大群的牛羊，而且数目很大。
And he owned an immense number of cattle and sheep.
牛羊是可以移动的财产，所以通常被归类为动产，也就是说他拥有很多的动产。
So livestock is like wealth but movable property. So he actually possessed a lot of it.
他有很多的金银和财宝，有很多的不动产。
And he also had assets like gold, silver, and other treasures.
除此之外，还有很多的歌手供他享乐。
And he had singers for his enjoyment.
以及许多的妃嫔，其中妃子就有七百个人。
And he had numerous concubines, just 700 of them were wives.
都是公主。
And they were all princesses.
还有嫔三百。
And 300 concubines.
这些女子应该都是出身高贵，而且相貌容美丽的女子。
So all these women were likely very noble, in terms of their birth, and were extraordinarily beautiful.
这些都是所罗门王拥有的。
And all these he possessed.
那他本身呢？
What about himself?
长相俊美。
He was handsome.
还有神赐给他的智慧。
Endowed with divine wisdom.
他又是以色列的君王。
He was king of Israel.
还有上帝与他同在。
And God was with him.
所以世人所追求的财色名利权，甚至美貌智慧权利，他都拥有啊。
So he had everything that we pursue in life. wealth, beauty, fame, power, pleasure.
他的人生缺乏的大概就什么都不缺。
The only thing he lacked was probably a sense of lack.
他应该是世界上最快乐的人。
He should be the happiest person on earth.
无忧无虑。
Living without any worries.
每一天都是笑着醒来的吧。
He should wake up every day with a smile on his face.
所以每天叫醒我们是闹钟、工作和行程。
So while we wake up every day to alarms and work and schedules.
叫醒所罗门王的是向往的生活。
So what woke him up probably is the excitement of living this dream life.
但是就是这样一个一无所缺的人，在经历了这一切之后，他感慨人生。
But yet such a person who lacked nothing after experiencing.Everything lamented about his life.
然后我省察我手所做的一切和我劳碌所成就的，想不到一切都是虚空，都是不分，在日光之下毫无益处。
And yet, when I surveyed all my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. Chasing after the wind, nothing was gained under the sun.
所罗门王拥有的是顶配人生啊！
So he lived the ultimate life.
有几个人能像他那样？
How many of us can live like that?
他怎么就觉得人生是虚空的呢？
So why did he feel that life was meaningless?
虚空的意思是气息、烟雾或虚无。
So here the term actually means like a breath or smoke or emptiness.
它传达的是一种短暂的、不可捉摸、不稳定的概念。
It conveys a sense of transience, something very elusive, very unstable.
即使他在劳碌中取得了巨大的成就，获得了财富、智慧和享乐。
And even though he achieved great things through his hard work, like wealth,
这一切在他看来仍然是不分，毫无持久的价值。
From his perspective, it was just chasing after the wind without any lasting value.
不光是所罗门王
，not just him.
很多我们活在世上的人，我们跟他一样的。
Many of us are like Solomon.
例如，一个人穷尽一生追求财产，积累了巨额的财富。
So someone might spend their entire life accumulating assets and wealth.
结果巨额的财产引发了儿女之间骨肉相残争夺财产。
Only for their wealth to lead to conflict among family members.
最终这些财富也不能跟随他离开呀。
In the end, the wealth cannot accompany them into the next life or the afterlife.
也无法能够让他得到满足啊。
And cannot bring true satisfaction.
一个人想尽一切办法在职场上爬到了更高的权力和位置。
So another person might strive relentlessly for higher positions and power in their career.
为此牺牲了时间和亲密的关系。
And in the process, sacrificed time and relationships.
当他退休失去了权力之后呢？
And upon retiring,
留下的只是孤独。
They find that they are only left behind in loneliness.
有人沉迷于享乐。
Some of us indulge in pleasures.
想的是豪华的度假。
Luxurious vacations.
宴会和短暂的激情的恋爱。
Fleeting romantic flings.
但每次结束后会感到更多的虚空。
But after each moment of happiness, we feel even emptier.
不得不追求更多的刺激来填补。
And we need more stimulation to fill the void.
现在很多年轻人追求社交媒体上的关注。
Many young people today pursue attention from social media.
我们看重点赞和粉丝的数量。
We care a lot about likes and number of people following us.
所以大家很多人出去吃饭，第一个是什么？手机，让手机先吃饭。
So the first thing that we do when we go out for meals is to take a picture.Of the meal.
就会发到网上更新动态
to update our social media.
却发现这些成就不能缓解真实生活中的孤独感
But yet all these posting don't do very little to alleviate the loneliness we feel.
很多人在 Facebook, Instagram 上好友几千个人
Some of us have thousands of friends on these social media platforms.
但是当你痛苦难过的时候，竟然在现实当中拨不出一个电话，一个没有一个真正的好朋友。
But when you are really down in the dumps, you don't even have a person that you can actually reach out to.
有些人全心全意地投入到一段感情当中。
Some people invest wholeheartedly into a relationship.
把对方视为生命的全部意义。
Making their partner the sole meaning of their own existence.
而是当情感破裂和对方离去的时候，结果发现自己的生命失去了支点，垮了。
But when the relationship breaks down, when the partner leaves them, then they find that their life has lost purpose.
这些短暂的快乐不过都是补分。
So all these fleeting joys are like chasing after the wind.
不能真正的满足人内心深处的渴望。
They cannot truly fill the inner longing of a person.
因为人灵魂的渴求只有永恒的神才能够满足。
Because our soul's deepest thirst can only be satisfied by an eternal God.
我们本来就是为此而被造的。
We were created for that purpose.
这就是为什么传道者最后发出的劝诫是：你们一切都听见了。总而言之，应当敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，因为这是每一个人的本分。人所做的每一件事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
And that's why in this text, the preacher, the person who is speaking, says, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
传道者观察到，无论是智慧、财富、成就，还是享乐，最终都不能给人带来持久的满足。
So the author makes this observation that all the wisdom, wealth, achievements, and pleasures ultimately cannot bring lasting satisfaction.
他得出的结论，人生的意义不在于短暂的事物，不在于追求短暂的快乐，而在于永恒的上帝。
He concludes that the meaning of life is not in fleeting things or temporary happiness, but in pursuing God.
作为被造的人，敬畏神并谨守他的诫命是每一个人的本分，因为一切的都会受到神的审判。
So as created beings, fearing God and keeping His commandments are duty, for everything will be judged by God.
这不仅赋予我们人生的意义，也为我们指出了一条与神同行、超越虚空的道路。
This not only gives our life meaning, but also points us to a path that allows us to transcend the emptiness of life.
圣经告诉我们，真正的快乐，真快乐只有在神里面才能找到。
The Bible tells us that true joy and happiness can only be found in God.
那就是在基督里的喜乐。
And that is the joy we experience in Christ Jesus.
喜乐是一种内在的持久的状态。
And joy is something that is stable and sustaining within us.
它并不依赖于外部的环境。
It is not dependent on external circumstances.
而是根植于人内心的状态，特别是与神的关系。
But it is dependent on our condition of our hearts that's connected to God and our relationship with Him.
大家看到了吗？快乐源于我们周围的环境和拥有的东西，而喜乐根植于内心，根植于上帝，这就是不同。
Happiness is more dependent on our external circumstances, while joy is more what's happening inside us in our relationship with God.
第二点，在基督里的喜乐。
The second point, joy in Christ.
罗马书五章一至二节。
So Romans 5, chapter 5, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God.
当亚当和夏娃因犯罪与神隔绝的时候，导致痛苦和罪进入了世界。
When Adam and Eve were separated from God because of their sin,Suffering entered the world.
从那以后，人类的快乐便常常被罪、内疚和惧怕所掩盖。
And from that point on, our joy has always been often overshadowed by sin and guilt and fear.
罪的后果让人无法享受真正的平安与喜乐。
As a consequence of sin, we cannot enjoy true peace and joy.
但是在基督里，我们因信称义，与神和好了。
But in Christ,We are justified by faith and are reconciled to God.
这种和好不仅恢复了我们与神的关系，还赐下了内心的平安与盼望。
This reconciliation restores our relationship with God and grants us inner peace and hope.
所以真快乐的根基在于
So the foundation of true joy lies in.
我们知道自己是被神爱和接纳的，这种确定感使我们的喜乐深邃而且持久。
So we know that we are loved and accepted by God.And this certainty makes our joy deep and lasting.
罗马书十四章十七节说，因为神的国不在于吃喝，在于公义、和睦以及圣灵里的喜乐。
So Romans chapter 14 verse 17 says, For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以神的国不是吃喝外面的东西。
So kingdom of God is not just about eating and drinking,
而是圣灵带来内在的喜乐。
But the Holy Spirit bringing us the inner peace.
圣灵在我们的生命中结出喜乐的果子。
The Holy Spirit, allowing the fruit of joy to be in our hearts and lives.
所以，即使面对困难和试炼
，So even though we face many difficulties and trials,
我们仍然可以在基督里喜乐。
We can still rejoice in Christ.
因为这种喜乐不受外在条件的影响。
Because this joy is not influenced by external conditions.
我们身边有许多这样的见证。
And we are surrounded by many witnesses.
如同云彩般环绕着我们。
Like a cloud encircling us.
一位身患绝症的姐妹虽然身体很虚弱。
For example, a sister who is suffering from a terminal disease, though she's physically weak.
但是她却满怀感恩。
But she's full of gratitude.
而且常常为周围的人祷告。
Often praying for others.
她说
And she says,
她的盼望不在这个世界，而在天国的永恒。
My hope is not in this world, but in the eternity of the kingdom of heaven.
喜乐的来源在于，即使在痛苦途中，她深知神的爱永不改变，并且相信死亡只是通往永生的道路。
And so the source of her joy is even in suffering, she knows that God's love for her is unchanging, and death is simply a path to eternal life.
一个宣教士放弃舒适的生活，走向偏远的地方去服侍群人。
A missionary can give up a comfortable life to go to somewhere remote to serve.
他的生活条件降了很多。
Their living conditions would be very harsh.
但是他脸上却满意着笑容。
But yet a person can wear a smile.
他说：“为主服侍比任何财富都让我满足。”
And say that serving the Lord brings me more satisfaction than wealth.
喜乐来源于他看到福音改变生命的能力。
And his joy comes from seeing the gospel transforming lives.
并且感恩能够参与到神的国度和计划当中。
And he is grateful for the opportunity to participate in God's work.
一位失业的弟兄在经济困难当中没有抱怨。
A brother who might be unemployed, not complaining about financial difficulties.
而是持续的祷告，并利用时间来参与教会的服事。
But continue to pray and spend his time serving in the church.
他说：“神已经为我预备了出路，我只需要相信他的时间和安排。”
He says, "You know, God has prepared a way for me. I just need to trust in His timing and plan."
喜乐来源于在困境当中，他相信神的应许和供应。
So the source of his joy is that he is experiencing God's faithfulness and provision in the midst of the difficulty.
从而感到内心的平安。
And he has peace in him.
在葬礼上
，at a funeral,
逝者的家属虽然悲伤。
So the family of the deceased, though might be grieving,
但却充满盼望。
They can be filled with hope.
他们说，我们知道他在主里安息，将来我们会在天国与亲人再相见。
They say that you know we know he's resting in the Lord, and we will meet again in the kingdom of heaven.
喜乐来源于。
So the source of their joy is.
他们相信耶稣基督的复活和永生的应许，因而对死亡无所惧怕。
They believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the promise of eternal life, so they are not afraid of death.
真快乐的秘诀在于。
So the secret to true joy and happiness,
我们将自己的喜乐根植于神，而不是在这个世界上。
Is that we root our joy in the Lord and not in the world.
世界上的财富、地位、关系都会消失。
The wealth, status, and relationships of the world will fade away.
但神是永恒的。
But God is eternal.
在神里面的喜乐。
So the joy in God
意味着是以神的同在、性情、满足。祝福为满足
means that we are content with His presence, His character, and His blessings.
是永不消失的
and it will never fade away.
当然，真快乐并不意味着生活中没有苦难
Experiencing true joy doesn't mean that we won't suffer in this life.
而是即使在困境中，我们仍然可以喜乐
But that despite the difficulties, we can rejoice.
这种喜乐，我们知道，是因为我们相信神掌管一切，他的计划是最好的。
This joy comes from knowing that God is in control and His plans is good, are good.
而基督徒的真快乐最终的在于
，and the true joy of a Christian ultimately,
我们拥有永恒的盼望
，lies in our eternal hope.
即使在今生的挣扎中，我们知道有一天我们将完全得享神的同在。
That even in the struggles of this life, we know that one day we will fully enjoy God's presence.
我们歇了地上的一切的劳苦
and we will put down all of our struggles on this earth
再也没有悲伤和痛苦
to go to a place where there's no more sorrow or pain
所以在基督里的喜乐不是依赖环境和成就
therefore joy in Christ does not depend on our circumstances or achievements
而是源于与神的关系对永恒的盼望以及神同在的真实的体验
it is rooted in our relationship with GodIn our hope in eternity and our real experience of His presence.
这也就是为什么使徒保罗写信给哥林多教会。
And this is why the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church.
鼓励他们。
And he encouraged them.
我对你们大有信心，因你们而感到十分光荣。我心里满有安慰，在一切的患难中格外充满喜乐。
He says, "I have great confidence in you. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bounds."
在患难中，在逼迫中，在贫穷中，依然可以喜乐和赞美。
In suffering, in persecution, in hardship, we can still rejoice.
那为什么有的基督徒很喜乐
？So why are some Christians, joyful?
过得得胜的生活
，and they lead a victorious life.
而有些基督徒活得很沮丧
，while some Christians lead rather depressed life.
虽然信主，但是还是活在过去的很多的负面的情绪当中。
Like while they have this new identity, but yet they are living in the past and negativity.
为什么同样是基督徒有不同的生命的表现呢
？So why would this look different in the lives of Christians?
第三点，喜乐是一种态度上的选择。
The third point, joy is a choice.
腓立比书四章四节说：“你们要靠主常常喜乐。”我再说，你们要喜乐。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 say, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I will say it again, rejoice.
这句话原文的翻译。说你们要总是在主里喜乐，我还要再说你们要喜乐。
So the literal translation is to rejoice in the Lord always, and you must do it again, rejoice.
这是一个命令，不是一个可有可无的选择。
It is a command, it is not a choice.
不是说我今天高兴了我就喜乐。
It is not a choice dependent on how you feel.
我今天心情不好，我就给家人和同事摆臭脸。
So if I'm happy, then I'll rejoice. But if I'm in a bad mood, you know, I'll sulk at everyone.
不是，这是从主而来的命令。
No, this is actually a command that comes from the Lord.
喜乐不是看环境，不是以你的情感和情绪为基础的。
So meaning that our joy is not dependent on our circumstances or even on our own feelings and emotions.
也就是说，即使今天遇到很多不愉快的事情
，So even if today I encounter many unpleasant things,
你跟你的同事和老板发生了一些的冲突
，Maybe I have conflicts with my boss or my colleagues.
你在学校里面跟同学发生了一些争执
，Or maybe conflicts with my classmates in school.
情绪很沮丧
，And I feel down.
但是我们依然可以选择喜乐。
But I can still rejoice.
表明基督徒的喜乐不是取决于环境
Because our joy is not dependent on external circumstances.
所以保罗在这里强调信徒的喜乐来自于靠主
So Paul emphasizes that the joy of believers comes from the Lord.
保罗呼吁我们在任何情况下都要喜乐
He urges us to rejoice in all circumstances.
这不是一种情绪上的喜悦
So joy is not merely emotional.
而是一种持续的属灵的态度
It's a consistent, continuous spiritual attitude.
是一种态度
It's an attitude.
在顺境中喜乐
In good times, we rejoice.
感谢神的祝福
We thank God for His blessings.
并认识到一切的美好源于祂
And we acknowledge that all good things come from Him.
在逆境中喜乐
In difficult times, we rejoice.
即使面对困难，我们也相信神的同在引导
Even as we face challenges, we believe in His presence and His guidance.
保罗自己在写腓立比书时，他就在罗马的监狱当中。
Paul himself, when he wrote the book of Philippians, was in a Roman prison.
但他呼吁信徒要喜乐。
Yet he urged believers to have joy.
因为他的目光已经超越了现在的困境。
Because his focus was beyond his current predicament.
超越了监狱。
He was not thinking about being in a prison.
他看到是上帝永恒的计划。
He was focusing on God's eternal plan.
他看到是神对他的呼召。
He saw God's calling for him.
是他的使命。
He's focusing on his mission.
那如何常常活在喜乐当中呢
？So how do we live in joy constantly?
这一点非常重要。我们要让意志成为管家。
We must learn to make our will a steward.
我们为什么常常情绪上上下下呢
？So why do we always experience emotional up and downs?
啊，情感混乱。
Or this chaotic mesh of feelings.
然后活在负面的情绪当中。
Why do we live in negative emotions?
是因为我们没有让意志做管家。
It's because we haven't allowed our will to take control and often.Let our emotions do the job.
对，常常让我们的情绪和情感来做、yes. 做主，所以我们整个人都会随着情感来飘荡。
And so we constantly drift according to our emotions.
哦，我今天情绪很好，就是上的；我如果情绪不好，就下的。
So if I feel good, you know, I'm happy, and then if I'm in a bad mood, then everything's not so good.
所以今天我如果说我情绪不好的话，我如果情绪不好的话，那我就是一米之内，大家生人勿近。
So if I'm not in a good mood, then like everybody keep a distance away from me.
啊，这里有一个牧师啊，他很著名的牧师，他讲到了自己的见证。
So there was a time when a pastor shared his testimony.
啊，这个牧师呢，有一段时间他服侍的很辛苦。
So there was a time when he was serving really, really hard.
所以有一天回家
，One day on his way home,
他就想，哎呀，我为什么服侍这么累呀、啊？我为什么比别的牧师做的更辛苦呢
？So he thought to himself, Why am I serving so hard? Why do I have to work harder than other pastors?
我想早点退休，我不要做了。
I want to retire early and stop doing this.
然后回到家，他还要带家庭礼拜。
Then when he got home, he still had to lead a family worship session.
因为情绪不好嘛。
And because he was so down,
他还是觉得提不起劲，就草草的结束了。
He couldn't really find the energy for it and just like ended it quickly.
晚上回到家，回到房间，他太太已经睡觉了。
So at night when he went to his room, his wife was asleep.
他发现，哇，我太太怎么这么丑啊
？And he thought to himself, Wow, why is my wife so ugly?
听到他太太在打呼，他就觉得我怎么睡呢？我怎么这么可怜呢？娶了一个世界上最丑的又会打呼的太太。
And he thought to himself, when he heard her snoring, How can I sleep? I'm so pitiful. Why did I marry the ugliest woman in the world? And then she snores.
整个人的情绪就很不好。
And so his emotions were all negative.
他就觉得我不能一直这样下沉了。
But he realized he couldn't stay in this state.
走出房间就跪在地上开始祷告。
So he walked out of the room, knelt down on the floor.
然后就开始赞美主。
And started praising the Lord.
因为他情绪很沮丧嘛，所以刚开始的就没有力气。
So at first he had no strength, so he was forcing himself a little bit.
他就勉强自己啊，赞美主，赞美主，主我赞美你。
And then he said, Praise the Lord, you know, Lord, I praise you.
他越赞美越有力气。
But the more he praised, the more strength he gained.
他就大声了，他后面就开始大声的开始赞美主。
And he began to praise louder.
赞美中有大能。
And there is power in praise.
因为圣经说，神是以以色列的赞美为宝座的。
And because the Bible tells us about how God is enthroned among the praises of His people.
哪里有赞美，神的同在就在哪里降临。
Where there is praise, we find the presence of God.
后来神的同在就大大的充满他。
And very soon God's presence filled him.
他整个人变得很喜乐。
And he became a lot more joyful.
再回到房间，他发现哇，太太好美啊。
So he went to his room, he thought to himself, oh, my wife is so beautiful.
我怎么娶了个全世界最美的太太，这么有福。
How blessed am I to have the most beautiful wife in the world?
他觉得他在听到他太太打呼的声音，他就很美的音乐一样。
Even her snoring sounded like beautiful music.
如果我们没有在意志力里面将自己的眼目转向神，
So if in our will we do not turn our focus to God,
我们没有学习赞美，
If we didn't learn to praise,
继续让自己的情绪发酵的话，
If we allow negative emotions to ferment inside us,
这位牧师会怎么样呢？
This pastor might have,
他看到太太会不会说算了，我去另一间房间睡觉。
Might have thought to himself, "No, forget it. I'll just sleep in the other room."
然后就倒头就睡了。
And then just fall asleep there.
然后第二天起来看太太哪里都不顺眼。
And then the next day when he wake up, he continues to see his wife in the negative light.
啊，然后嫌弃太太做的早餐不好吃。
Start to disdain, like, "Oh, the breakfast is horrible."
啊，房间打扫都不干净。
Oh, the cleaning is not done well.
任由情绪来掌管自己的思想和行为。
And if he allows his emotions to control his thoughts and actions,
然后开始厌弃自己的太太。
He could start to demean his own wife.
然后就会导致婚姻当中很多的问题出现。
Causing a crisis in their marriage.
可是感谢主，他没有。
But thankfully he didn't.
他勉强自己来祷告。
He willed himself to pray.
来赞美。
To praise.
最后神的喜乐充满了他。
And eventually God's joy filled him.
他的眼光改变了。
And when that happens, his thoughts and perspective change.
大家看到一件事情吗？
So do we see this?
同样一件事情发生。
The situation can happen in the same way.
因为我们的意志力里面的选择不同，最后产生的果效是不同的。
But the choice we made with our will lead to different outcomes.
当不好的事情发生的时候，
When bad things happen,
当情绪很低落的时候，
When emotions are low,
我们可以选择一直沉浸在负面的情绪当中。
We can choose to immerse ourselves in negative thoughts.
然后一直自怜自哀，我怎么那么惨，我怎么那么苦啊？
We can indulge in self-pity.
也可以选择让自己的眼目转向神。
Or we can choose to focus on God.
学习超越环境去看待眼前所发生的一切。
And learn to rise above our circumstances.
所以在意志力里面可以赞美和感恩。
We can choose with our will to praise and be grateful.
活出喜乐的生命。
To live a life of joy.
这样环境就不能控制我们啊。
And in this way, our environment can't trap us.
情绪也不能将我们控制。
Our emotions can't control us.
甚至苦难和死亡也不可以。
Not even suffering or death.
因为为什么？
Why?
因为我们的眼目定睛在神那里。
Because our eyes, our hearts are set on God.
而神已经得胜了环境、苦难、疾病和死亡。
And God is victorious. He has overcome our circumstances, suffering, sickness, and death.
因此我们真的要警醒。
And so we must be alert.
特别是我们的情绪。
Especially when it comes to our emotions.
不要常常觉得我就是这样的人，我没有办法改变，我的天性就是我不快乐。
We shouldn't think, oh, this is just the person I am. I can't change. I'm just like that.
不
，No.
我们要知道那是我们的老我。
We must know that these are our old selves.
不是上帝所要赐给我们全新的生命。
Not the new life that God wants to give us.
我们要靠主得胜。
We rely on Christ's victory.
将这样的老我钉死在十字架上。
And nail our old selves to the cross.
无论环境如何。
Regardless of our circumstances,
凡是祷告、祈求和感谢
through prayer, petition, and thanksgiving,
活出喜乐的人生
we can live a joyful life.
喜乐是圣灵的果子
joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
是神要赐给我们美好的属灵的生命
it is a beautiful spiritual life that God wants to give us.
所以今天我们要知道
so today we must know,
我们能不能活出喜乐的生命取决于我们有立定心智去面对不容易的环境。
Whether or not we can live a joyful life depends on whether we have made the decision to choose joy when facing difficult circumstances.
我想要说，大家，我们有没有看到不同的人生？
I want to ask whether we see a different possibility to life.
两个人同时信主。
Two people might believe in Christ at the same time.
然后五年和十年之后，有一个人生命一直在改变。
But after 5-10 years, one person's life transforms.
啊，有一个人一直停滞不前。
While someone remains status quo.
在于在意志力里面每一次的选择。
It really boils down to what we choose with our will.
我们现在的人生就是我们过去大大小小无数次的选择而成就现在的我们。
Our present life is the result of all the countless of choices that we have made in the past.
我们现在的选择也塑造未来的我们。
And the choices we make now are shaping our future selves.
每一个人的人生都有很多的困境。
And all of our lives are filled with different trials.
没有人的人生是那么顺遂，什么问题都没有存在的。
No one's life is absolutely smooth sailing.
但是同样一件事情发生。
But the same problem that we encounter.
有一些人在意志力里面选择降服在神的话语之下。
Some can choose with their will to submit to the word of God.
而有一些人选择，我还是体贴我的情绪和感受。
While others choose to give in to their emotions and feelings.
一次的选择看不到结果。
Maybe when you just make that one choice, you don't really see much of an outcome.
但是十次、二十次、一百次之后呢？
But the cumulative effect of these choices
就是不同的人生
would lead us to different life outcomes.
所以选择很重要。
So our choices matter.
所以大家今天讲到，你们都可以说是不记得，但是意志力这个中，你们一定要去。预期警醒自己。
So if you forget most of the message today, just remember the importance of your will.
就是当你们在自己的日常生活中的时候
that as you go back to your daily lives,
面对很多的问题的时候，我们要警醒，我们有没有在意志力里面选择去信服神。
And when you are filled with facing problems, think about whether you are surrendering your will to focus on the Lord.
这就在塑造我们的人生。
And all these small choices will shape our lives.
关乎到我们的永恒。
And it affects our eternity.
所以盼望我们可以选择做对的事情。
And I hope that we will choose to do what is right.
我们活出一个讨神喜悦的生命。
And live a joyful life that pleases God.
因此我们要常常操练赞美。
Let us continually learn to praise.
操练感恩，活出一个喜乐的生命。
Practice gratitude and live out a joyful life.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你在基督里面所赐给我们喜乐的生命。
Lord, we thank you that in Christ you've given us a joyful life.
求主帮助我们在任何环境当中不看环境。
Lord, help us to not focus our attention on our external circumstances.
而是活在永恒当中。
But to live in eternity.
活在你的话语当中。
Live in your word.
让我们的意志力能够降服在你的话语当中。
That we can surrender and submit our will to you.
活出一个喜乐和得胜的生命
to live a joyful and victorious life,
一个丰盛的生命
an abundant life.
奉主的名祷告
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.